So the Assisting Communities Through Direct Connection, known as ACDC, no, not that ACDC, this is a project that spoke with over 500 householders in North Bendigo and White Hills to complete a survey of their experiences with mental health and accessing support and what their main concerns were. Bill Guy is the CEO of Community Mental Health Australia, and he joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Bill. Welcome to the wake-up call.
Yep. Morning, brother.
Now, what was behind doing the survey? What was the reason behind it?
Well, the reason and the way we did it was because mental health and well-being is a big and growing issue in the public awareness, and it's also an issue with a lot of stigma, and there's still an inadequate supply of services. So rather than waiting for people to get into problems, as we've discussed once before, but just to say for the readers, for the listeners, I should say, that we went door to door to about 1,500, over 1,500 households, and had long conversations, as you say, with over 500, and 345 did the survey, which was great, and we got some great testimonials on the follow up from that survey. But with those numbers, it gives us some reliable data, and I'll just give you the headlines there. I will say we've got the data comes out in two rounds. So this is the first flyby, but a much more detailed analysis will come out later in October, and maybe we can touch base when that happens. But it was really interesting. One of the interesting things about the survey we found in the results for Bendigo and all the Victorian sites. So we've done other Victorian sites, Macedon Ranges, Fitzroy, as well as, of course, in every other state and territory in the country. But in Victoria, the number one issue that people identify as a concern, A, for their local community, and then B, for themselves personally, has been COVID-19 and its effect upon the family and loneliness, etc. Almost seems to be that Victoria copped it harder than everybody. And I think I'm giving a name to a new syndrome called long lockdown syndrome now. It's the ongoing effects of what actually happened to people there. And then that was followed by, in terms of personal concerns, climate change, which is really interesting that's right up the top and ahead of financial stress. So yeah. Even the politicians are listening here, that people are actually finding that an emotionally distressing issue. Mind you, some of the data was done before the election, and without wanting to talk sides of politics there, but some people may be feeling that maybe we might be moving on a bit more on that issue. Yeah. So let's hope that that's the case.
So once you've got the data, that's one thing. And I guess, well, two points here. One, I guess it wouldn't have been particularly surprising, the general results. And secondly, what do you do with the data? What's the next step that we can do to help people who have these concerns?
Well, we're at a really interesting stage right now. And also the data we collected on people's access to services, or more correctly, their lack of access and the reasons why they didn't and what's actually needed, is going to be really useful for us to give this data and work with local organisations and providers like the Primary Health Network in the region, the local health districts, but more widely the state and federal governments that are actually the ones that have ultimately got the dollars to be able to put in place the resources that we need in order to make services available and affordable and appropriate for people. That's the main issue. A lot of people would, for example, prefer immediately to have somebody else to talk to. Really high. People want an alternative to hospital. Yes. They don't want to have to wait until things turn into a disaster and your only alternative is to go to ED, which is not a pleasant experience.
No.
There. And there are things we can put in place. There's some great examples in other parts of Australia. And Victoria is already moving in the right direction here, but this will really help those services fine-tune what they're doing.
Well, it's fascinating stuff, and we will touch base in October when we get the more detailed stuff. But thank you for sharing that top line with us, Bill, and great work and very interesting work. Thanks.
Pleasure, Robert. Thanks so much.
Good on you. Bill Guy, CEO, Community Mental Health Australia. Some really interesting stuff done there.